As I said earlier, last month, as we came around the communion table, we were talking about the whole issue of sin, and we said that our goal in life is not to focus on our sin. You know how sometimes people, they sin in their life, and all they do is try to create five easy steps to get away from their sin. And what happens? Their whole life is focused on their sin. How I can stop doing this? How I can stop doing that? How I can get away from this? How can I, you know? And instead of focusing on something that brings them freedom, and that something is really a someone, and that's Jesus. Because when the thing that we focus on, we start to become in many ways in life. And we simply said, you know, that's why sports psychologists will sit down with people in sporting events or train them. And what do they keep teaching them? You remember the last time you fell in that race? Dodo head. Or you remember the last time you did that thing wrong? You know, don't you ever learn? Is that what a sports psychologist would encourage a person to do? Now, I'm not trying to tell you that we can boil all of our faith down to just having good psychology, but I'm saying that good psychology plays into what we do in our faith as well. And if you focus on the thing that you're failing at, if you focus on the sin that plagues your life, and I know that all of us have something that happened. It might be a grumpy attitude to your neighbor. I don't know what it is. You can name that for yourself. I can name my own. But you need to know that if you focus on that, chances are you're going to become more and more like that. Because it's filling your mind and your life. And so last month we said what we want to focus upon is Jesus. He is the one that brings freedom to our lives. Well, so we have to ask the question, well, does it mean that we don't have to ask for forgiveness when we've sinned? The idea that we need to ask God for forgiveness daily or even more is so ingrained in us and taken for granted that we consider, and you will consider me to be an out-of-my-mind heretic for answering that question the way I'm going to. It seems evident in the church, but this is not what the Bible teaches. It seems evident in the midst. We pray that, you know, God would forgive us. You know, we stumble and we fall and we do that sin again. And we fall on our knees and we say, oh God, forgive me again. And I'm saying this morning that you don't need to do that. And I want you to hear why. I want you to hear why. Well, you remember when John the Baptist was out and about and he looked out over a crowd when he was meeting with his people. And remember, John was preaching the sermon of repentance. He was preaching and telling